from Appleton, Wisconsin. This is APTV.
Welcome to APTV episode 482 for Thursday, March 16th, 2023.
This week we have banter, news, updates, pens for St. Patrick's Day, spring colors from Mariemon, a frog from Esterbrook, a Twisby restock, a contest winner, a new contest, plus a night at the opera that is coming soon.
Hey, Lisa.
Oh, God.
Did you know that 70% of the Earth is covered in uncarbonated water?
Well, yeah.
Therefore, the Earth is flat.
Nice.
Today's...
See, I arrive and completely screw everything up. You're going to regret having me home.
Today's... I'll just take over here. Today's location bumper is City Park. The video was taken this past Sunday. We got about 7 inches of snow here in Appleton. Eric was walking through the park and decided it was both peaceful and pretty, so he took the video. We're thinking and hoping that perhaps this is the last bit of snow for this winter.
You should know better than to say that.
Well,
I think twice it has snowed in May. And once was pretty early on after the kids and I had moved up from Tampa, and let's just say there was a little unhappiness in the house.
Yes.
Yes.
Today, March 16th, is National Panda Day.
That's awesome.
National Panda Day is celebrated annually on March 16th to raise awareness about the conservation and protection of giant pandas, one of the most beloved and iconic animals in the world. Pandas are native to China and are known for their distinctive black and white fur, round faces, and playful personalities, and ability to do kung fu. Despite their popularity, pandas are considered an endangered species due to habitat loss, human encroachment, and other environmental factors. National Panda Day is an opportunity to learn more about these incredible creatures, support conservation efforts, and appreciate the beauty of nature.
So this is the protection of giant pandas. What about the baby pandas? Shouldn't it be all pandas?
Well, the giant pandas protect the baby pandas.
Okay. All right. So. Tomorrow, March 17th, is St. Patrick's Day, although in Chicago, they just celebrated by dyeing the river green and having the big parade, and that was a little chaotic. I don't understand why they dye the river green. St. Patrick's Day is celebrated in more countries than any other national festival. Celebrations generally include public parades and festivals, Irish traditional music sessions, and the wearing of green attire or shamrocks.
Of course, we're wearing purple, which is not
really
green.
Well,
we didn't try this. But we also have today, not six, not seven, but nine green pens St. Patrick himself would love.
Okay.
So in no particular order or in order that they are on the page. Pilot.
The Custom 74 in the forest green.
That's a great pen. The Custom 74 is just fantastic.
You do like that.
I love that pen.
Okay.
It's a great color. That it goes very well with the gray section. 14 karat nib.
Okay.
Next up, I've got the Waterman Hemisphere, the Riviera series in Vineyard Green. This has the two-tone green cap and barrel.
And this, the Riviera colors have been discontinued,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So once these are gone, they are sold out and gone forever.
Nice steel nib. They got a nice black section. Fairly thin pen. One of my very first pens I ever had, modern pens, was a Waterman Hemisphere.
Is that the one you lost?
I still have it. And I should break it out one of these days. That's
okay.
Number two. Number three.
Pelican M800.
Man, I need one of these, something fierce, one of these days. Green stripe. This is a classic bicolor nib, piston filler. It's really great in the hand. Certainly St. Patrick would love the M800.
Okay.
Next one up, the Magna Carta Elements. And this is the sky version. This is a very large pen. Almost oversized, but this has the pneumatic filling system. It's got the large nib.
It's green, right?
It's green, yes. It's the green is the sky. That's correct.
Okay.
Yes. But it has this...
Oh, that's funky.
Pneumatic filling system. You put your finger over the button and then release, and then it compresses a sac in the inside of the pen, and...
Can I play with that?
No. Not allowed to touch the pen.
Step away from the pens. All right. You're no fun.
I am a lot of fun. Next.
Just don't break the pen.
What do we have next?
All right. The Pilot Vanishing Point SE in the marble green. And I'm just going to wave this in front of Brian's face because this is his favorite color.
I have to have that pen. I seriously have to have. That's, of all these pens, that
this is
my
gorgeous.
Favorite.
Yeah.
It's my favorite.
I like the blue. I love the orange.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Good so colors in this series, but that green is just...
Don't touch.
Just really, really very nice.
Yeah, absolutely beautiful.
A little bit lighter than the standard.
It is,
actually,
absolutely.
About 20%, actually.
Which is nice.
So, nice looking pen.
All right.
Next up.
This one has, I'm shocked that this has not been completely sold out.
This is the Esterbrook Esty in the Accutron. This is the special edition, and it is a green and gold finish.
Sparkly.
It has the Accutron logo on the nib. And if you are familiar with the Accutron watches, and this is to go along with the Accutron watch, of course, if you're not familiar with that, the Space View, which was a particular model of the Accutron, showed a green circuit board with yellow wires, and that's where this coloring okay. comes from. And then the cap band, instead of saying Esterbrook on it, says Accutron with that's the cool. Accutron logo on it. So very cool. I have an Accutron. Very fantastic watches. But a nice collaboration between Esterbrook and Accutron. And I think St. Patty would really love that one.
And it's sparkly.
And it's sparkly.
All right. The Penlux Masterpiece Grande in the Rainforest color. Again, a really great color. I do like solid color pens. Piston fill, steel nib.
Rose gold trim, though.
Bigger pen. Nice. This is definitely a bigger pen in the hand.
You oversized, should. Yes. Yes. It's oversized.
Yeah.
Same size as a 149 King of Pen.
Big pen. Really pretty color. I like the rose gold trim.
And we would have stopped at 7, but we added a couple more.
They were added for us.
They were added for us. Because it's hard to pick just a few green pens. A Sailor 1911, Key Lime, also available standard and in large size. But a very fun green with the rhodium trim. And 14 or 21 karat gold nib on these guys. Real pretty pen.
And the last one, do not boo me because this is a rollerball.
This is cool though.
The Y Studio, the Bihex Evolve Absinthe color. I really like this. It's got a little like a champagne color at the bottom. You've
like
got your brass section, brass clip. Heavy in the hand, but thin. I really do love these.
Yeah, an interesting point about this pen is the way the section is threaded.
Oh, my God.
It is reverse threaded.
I had to call our sales rep one day in the store in Chicago because I needed to replace the refill for a customer, and it wasn't coming off, and it doesn't come undone here. And finally, I had to call, and I'm like, how the heck does this thing open? And he's like, oh, yeah, it goes the other way.
I took one home and I had it under a heat gun because I thought it was tight.
Yeah, no.
And all the while we're just tightening.
We're doing
it,
wrong.
So
yeah.
But it is a super cool pen.
Yeah. And now I get it.
But. Ingenious, just a really another good. Y Studio makes some really interesting pens.
Yes. So there you go, some green pens for St. Patrick's Day.
This coming Monday, March 20th is a number of things here.
The wrong day.
Is the okay? The first day of spring for those of us in the northern hemisphere. The first day of autumn for those in the southern hemisphere. And the equinox takes place on Monday at 5:24 p.m. Eastern Time.
Unless you are in my family, and then The first day of spring is on the 21st on my mother's birthday. It always has been, always will be, and she will not allow anyone else. She does not believe the calendars.
Okay.
So there you go.
And then there is a reminder, one last date announcement reminder. March 30th is National Pencil Day.
That's fun.
That's a Thursday, not a Friday. And reminder that the vintage mailer will go out on that day and will feature many, many pencils. Eric doesn't know this yet, but I'm going to add a number of pencils, more pencils, to the mix. And there's some really some pretty cool pencils in there. So
we should own that that's my fault.
That we have all these pencils?
No, the extra pencils that you added.
Oh, well, yeah, that is.
Since I'm home, I asked Brian to show me what was left in the basement, and there's still a lot. And he's like, oh, so we have this, and we have this.
Well,
ooh, we have more pencils. I'm going to set these up.
Yeah, I sort of found them.
So we do have some news. It's hush, hush. We can't say anything.
Why are we saying it? Anything?
Because it's on the script.
It's on the script.
There is something new coming from Esterbrook, dropping this Friday the 17th. We can't say anything more, but you're really going to like it. And watch your inbox for the email announcement. You can sign up for the newsletter at the bottom of any of the web pages at andersonpens.com.
We do have some other news regarding our upcoming move, so let's talk about that. In the comments from last APTV, someone wondered how much downtime Anderson Pens would have during the move to the new location.
Overnight.
Any anticipated downtime for AndersonPens.com and any anticipated closing days for the brick and mortar store. So I think the general answer is the less downtime, the better.
Yes. We just came from seeing the space, actually.
Yes.
The plan is that we will have most of the shipping area already set up. Some of the things we can move in advance. And then the idea is to kind of have like a long weekend where we are moving the actual fixtures. The store itself will probably be closed for like maybe a week?
Maybe a week, yeah.
Just so that we can put all the product on the shelves, in the cases and all that uninterrupted. And so we can just have a big mess and not have anybody, not have that be in anybody's way.
So,
but online will be only
very minimal.
Like
very
a weekend.
Minimal. We'll try to do it on the weekend. Well, yeah,
the product will be there. The shipping stations and all the shipping supplies will already be set up. And so we will be able to just... and we'll have the extra printer set up, so we'll just be able to pull it from boxes.
It shouldn't be more than a day.
A day or two.
A day or two.
Yeah.
That's the plan as of now. So we'll definitely let you know as time gets closer to the move, what that downtime is going to look like.
And we will announce in advance when the current store will be, final day, and then... we will just be moving anything we can physically ourselves, and then all the big fixtures will be moved by a moving company because it's just too much.
So there's that. Stay tuned for more details. Just a reminder, Anderson Penn's Chicago will close permanently as of 5:30 p.m. on Saturday, March 25th, 2023. You will be coming home permanently.
I will. So. It has been bittersweet. We've known that we were closing for a little while. We tried.
Oh, yeah.
We tried, and COVID hit, and it'll be good to come home. It'll be good to have a day off. It's been a long 18 months of 7 days a week. I will say that as we made the final decision, it was a little... sad because we've made some friends.
Mm-hmm.
We've met some great people. We've had some really interesting experiences. And so there certainly are positives to all of that. But I am absolutely happy to be coming home.
Yep. Absolutely. We have a mailbag this week.
Oh.
From the mailbag.
We have a mailbag?
This is a new segment.
I know, this is Dave's thing. Yeah. Okay.
So this letter comes to us from Ellen. In California, and this is also an IncoRimo, looks like.
Oh, cool.
Letter.
Did you do IncoRimo?
I depends on what you mean by did I do in Coraimo.
That's a no. Okay.
I did a much better job last year, but I sent everything to you. So Ellen writes here, to the lovely team at Anderson Pens, thank you for introducing me to Inco Rimo and for providing the supplies I need to fuel my pens, new and vintage alike.
Cool.
Sending some love and appreciation your way. Best, Ellen.
Thank you, Ellen.
Thanks very much. Use your pens. Send us a note. Currently 10 East College Avenue, Suite 112A, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54911.
Perfect. All right, so according to the script, we're supposed to make sure that you pay attention to the pen in Brian's pocket, and we will reveal that at the end.
Okay, all right.
Why did the donut go to the dentist? To get a filling.
Justin.
These are cool. This is the first time I have seen these.
Mariumon Sepcolor Lab notebooks. We talked about these last week and maybe the week before. They don't just come in black anymore. So we've had the Nemosyne.
How you pronounce it?
It's Nemosyne, apparently, line for a while. And the quality of the paper has been impressive, but they're all black. So the Sepcolor series changes that. We have A5 and A6 graph notebooks with the beautiful gold wire binding. Look at that.
That is cool. Is it gold or rose gold?
It's gold.
Okay.
Yes. In five gorgeous colors. We have the spirit blue, which is maybe my favorite. You've got that there.
I'm trying to be very quiet so Justin doesn't hear that. They don't come out of the plastic wrapping very well. So.
Yeah.
The yellow is really bright and sunny.
Sunny this yellow,
is pretty.
Actually.
I like that. You have crisp white.
I have the crisp white, which is actually kind of a cream.
Okay.
Kind of a cream
it is.
Color.
Absolutely. It is not bright, pure white.
The comfort mint, which Steph says should be the enchant mint.
Nice.
So.
And then not just pink. Not just coral pink, this is spicy coral pink. That's a funky name.
So, very cool.
These are cool. I do love the cover. I love the ring binding. That's really awesome. It's a double ring.
And they're 3 millimeter graph. So, they're small. They're smaller than your standard, you know, your standard 5 millimeter graph. So, it's a very interesting graph paper. But like the Nemosyne notebooks, the outer cover of the Sepcolor notebooks is a bendable, waterproof plastic that offers some light protection against spills. So,
and it doesn't look, I haven't touched one, but it doesn't look like it's glossy.
It's matte actually or? It's actually two pieces of material together, glued together on the cover.
Okay.
You can see it. But if you're looking for something, you know, a little bit different, A5 or A6, they're pretty awesome. And the blue is just fantastic.
That yellow is a great color. It's very sunny. When it's snowy out, that's a good color. All right. Are you laughing at me?
I'm not laughing at you at all. In fact, you can read the next
little
bit. I'm
going to be home for the rest of the time.
I know. This is fantastic.
Not just so I can help you move?
What do we have next? What do we have next here?
This is funky. First time I've seen this as well. The Esterbrook Tree Frog page clip.
I think it's a tie clip is what I think this is. If I had a tie on, you could put it on your shirt.
And this is why men don't dress themselves. Because of their keen ability to thrive and adapt to new situations, the tree frog is seen as a symbol of good luck. With this in mind, we hope you'll find inspiration in this desk accessory to thrive, adapt, and overcome any obstacle in your way. Use as a paper page clip to keep your journal open for all day creative writing and sketching while keeping in mind the resilience of the tree frog throughout the day. This thing's heavy.
It's big. Yeah, it's a chunky boy. And it comes in an adorable little box.
It's got a good clamp.
Yeah.
This is really cute.
It is cute.
And so you don't think that we should give this to my brother and his fiance as a wedding gift? When he was little, he loved frogs.
Yeah, he's not little
anymore. My mom's going to text me and say, I saw that. Don't give Jeff a tree frog.
Also just in, restock on some Twisby special editions.
Great.
This is the most recent one.
That's funky.
The Eco-T Saffron features a clear acrylic body with an orange cap and turning knob, silver trim, piston ink filling system, of course, smooth writing steel nib, and a screw-on cap. It's an Eco-T. You're all familiar with it. The piston ink filling system uses only bottled ink, of course, and the clear body allows the user to see their ink easily. So nice, large ink window there. The pen has an inner cap liner that maintains a thorough seal when the pen is not in use. And the special edition saffron is a great sunny orange color that looks nice and warm.
It does. You know, I have an Eco now.
You do. You have the jade, right?
I do.
I love that's a good color. That was a great color.
People keep trying to buy it all the time.
Don't sell it.
I'm not going to. It's the only one I have. I don't like clear pens and I don't like piston, but I promised Philip I'd have a Twisby.
What's a great pen? It's a nice pen. I like it. Yeah.
No, these are great.
And this is the Eco-T version, so it's triangulated
so
a little bit.
Slightly triangular grip.
Slightly triangular.
Yeah, which is cool. All right, this is cool. I don't think I've seen these before. I don't see anything.
Well, they came in and then they kind of went right away and they were sealed. So we left because a lot of people like to keep their limiteds sealed. We didn't want to open one up. We left them sealed.
This is the Twisby Eco-T Limited Edition, the Royal Jade Rose Gold. Love it. It comes with a bottle of Midnight Blue ink. I might have to have one.
How big is that bottle?
18 milliliters.
18 milliliters. 18 mil. It's a cute bottle.
This is a gorgeous color.
You just said you...
I don't like clear pens and I don't like piston, but I really do like the green. I like rose gold. You know that. These are cool.
Tell us about the limited edition Royal Jade Rose Gold.
The Twisby Eco-T in Royal Jade features this bright green for both the cap and the turning knob, the clear acrylic body, and then this really luscious rose gold trim. Twisby really does a nice job with the rose gold trim. As with all Eco-T pens, this one has a filling system.
Has a filling system?
A piston filling system. I could just leave now. Screw-on cap and a smooth writing steel nib available in extra fine, fine, medium, broad, and a 1.1 stub. The Eco-T does have a slightly more pronounced grip section than the regular Eco. It's just a little bit triangular. This does help to correct how you hold your pen so it's better aligned with the paper. And can help new pen enthusiasts or even children. And you get an 18 mil bottle of the Twisby Midnight Blue ink.
And what we should mention here,
that
is not listed, is much like the ALs, so the 580 ALs, the mini ALs, the actual piston unit itself is aluminum and matching rose gold.
That
so
is cool.
The shaft and the unit itself is aluminum as opposed to the standard Eco, which is black.
Very cool.
So a little bit extra nice, a little bit nice touch to it. And
this makes a great gift set.
And it comes in a cute little box.
What's a potato's favorite form of transportation? The gravy train.
We had a contest from last week's APTV.
You have a contest every week.
We do, but we had one last week.
Okay.
And the question was, how many pens do you currently have inked? I did actually count. I didn't put it in the notes, but I did count.
How many fingers and toes did you need?
I only counted my desk.
Okay.
At home. I didn't count in my backpack or anywhere else. But we've got some stats here.
Okay.
So 27% of respondents claim to have 1 to 5 pens inked. Good on you. 25%, the next quartile up, claim to have 6 to 10.
Okay.
18%, 11 to 20.
And then 30% claim to have more than 20 pens inked. I don't think I do, even though I saw that. Many of mine are considered testers in Chicago.
Oh,
so how many did you have?
I counted 33.
Inked on your desk here? At home?
At home. Yes.
So how many total?
Well, I don't know. It's more than that.
Do you use them all?
Absolutely. I use every one of my pens.
You are just blowing smoke.
We got some comments. Do you want to read some comments?
I'm more interested in your pens and how many you have inked. All right, so Mara Christian says, my goal is to only have 10 pens inked at a time, but my current count is 24.
It's good to have a goal. It's good to have a goal.
Keep trying. Sophia says she has 42 inked pens, exclamation
yeah,
point.
All right.
Good for you. Embrace
See,
it.
Someone's got
You'll
more than
you.
Me. Someone's got more than me.
She probably counted all of her pens.
We don't know that. We
all
don't
right.
know that for sure.
The Inky Hobbit says, happy Thursday. I currently have 52 pens inked.
I see this. I'm just looking better and better all the time here. All right, what else have we got? Keep going. Keep going. We got one more on the page.
Plan Create Cope says, I am going to guess 78 pens inked, which means they didn't count.
Well, they probably have.
Sometimes the knowing is the hard part.
They probably have an idea how many pens they have.
Okay.
And, you know.
All right.
And when the last time they cleaned them was.
Oh, look at this.
Tim Chi. I'm going to say that's Tim Chi.
I'm down to 8 inked pens.
That's wow. the lowest one thus far. So.
All right. There are 3 I always have inked. As soon as I run out of ink in any pen, it gets a good cleaning and greasing as applicable. Then I decide to re-ink or put it in dry dock. I like that term. So another gets a chance. These are the moments of high drama. You have no idea. I guess choosing yeah. what to take out and what to take in.
I think we have an idea as we suffer from the same drama.
You just don't put any away.
I love to look at them.
Okay. Oh, Peggy Love. Hey, Peggy. She says, I currently have 10 pens inked, which is more than I normally have inked, but stuff happens.
Pretty sure that's not what she wrote. But yes,
I didn't want Justin to have to bleep out shit.
We know. Same shit happens to us. So.
Yep.
Andy Bateman says, another wonderful show. Thank you. Also, congratulations on finding a creative way to guilt me into cleaning my pens, because when I was counting how many pens I have inked, I quickly realized I have too many inked and in need of cleaning.
Nice.
So we have a winner.
Yes.
Winner for this week is Carrie Hadjuk. I hope I pronounced that correctly. Carrie said, happy Thursday. I have 3 pens currently inked. I try to always keep it under 5. Good on you. So I actually use the ink up.
Nice.
Congratulations. Write to eric@andersonpens.com, and he'll take care of getting that $20 credit onto your Anderson Pens account.
Cool.
Speaking of International Bagpipe Day.
Didn't you talk about that last week?
We did.
Okay.
We did. Paul Herman writes in. A joke, actually. What is the range of a bagpipe?
About 20 yards if you have
a good arm. Yes, yes.
Nice.
So, we have a new contest.
New contest. What do you use to clean your fountain pens? Just water? Do you use pen flush? Are you using something that we should all try? Are you using something that you shouldn't?
Well, if they're using something they shouldn't, do you think they're going to mention it?
Will they know?
They
may not. And so if they say they're using like gasoline to clean their pens, and we can help them.
Don't try that at home.
Don't use gasoline. I'm just saying. So just let us know what it is that you use to clean your pens.
This one's easy for me. Cold water. Always cold water.
Cold water
not
will solve
hot.
99%.
Not
of
hot, not warm, cold water, and only when I can't get a pen clean is when I use pen flush. So, but that's what I use. How about you? Same thing.
I don't know. I give them to you and you clean them.
You don't give them to me anymore. You're a
good
girl.
I use cold water.
In an ultrasonic.
And that takes care of pretty much everything.
Yeah, it does.
I'm looking forward to being able to hand them just to you and you clean them again.
Well, you'll bring the second ultrasonic home.
Yes.
So then we can actually have one at home to clean our pens.
Yes.
And scare our cat.
Yes.
Because Max doesn't like the ultrasonic.
He doesn't.
This is pretty super cool. We're pretty excited here about this. Visconti's got a new pen coming out, the Opera Gold. So the Opera Gold series fountain pens come in black, red, or blue, accentuated by golden swirls in the resin in matte gold-plated trim, with Visconti's new larger gold-plated steel nib. Fountain pen fills using Visconti's patented double reservoir power filler and features a newly designed piston rod and second ink window around the ring of the pen behind the nib, and it closes with the hook safe lock closure.
So it's sort of like a plastic version of the Homo sapiens.
Well, it's an opera master, essentially.
But it's swirly, it's colored in gold.
Yes.
And
Each pen features details reminiscent of early Visconti designs, the classic square in a circle shape, a luxurious matte gold finish with detailed engravings, and an abundance of innovation. The trim band has the word opera engraved in it, as well as the Visconti V and a Florentine decoration with four loops inspired by the bronze tiles of the baptistry of Santa Maria del Fiore. Now, what we don't have listed on here is, is a steel nib opera. So in the past, you get an opera and it's got a gold nib and it comes with Visconti gold nib pricing.
Right. This is really a great value.
It's a cool pen because it uses the same section in nib that's on the new Mirage Mythos. So it's got that cool look to it, which I love. It is a nice big nib.
Yes.
I'm really glad they went to the larger nib. And you've got hook safe lock, you've got double reservoir power filler, cool material, and it's really...
At a steel nib pen price.
Yeah, it's
very
excited. It's pretty nice.
So. Cool.
Anything else you want to say?
What's in your pocket?
My pocket? today? we'll do this. I have a Cross Peerless today with me. This is the medalist version in silver with the gold trim. This is the sailor made nib.
We do have a couple people in Chicago who are very unhappy with you over that.
Well, you know, I have to do product
research.
There
were not as many pens last time we were able to order them, and
well, we never know what we're going to get from Cross, and
no.
Sometimes they have stuff, sometimes they don't, and this pen is essentially, we can pretty safely say, is no longer made.
Right.
So, I think that's it. So. Thanks for joining us. Tune in next time for more talk about pens, ink, and paper.
You can check us out on social media as Anderson Pens. And for the next couple weeks, there is a store in Chicago. I am in the ground floor of the Palmer House Hilton, 7 days a week. Our last day of being open to the public is March 25th, and that is a Saturday. I will close at 5:30 and then be there the next week just packing.
That is chicago.andersonpens.com. Like this video and subscribe to our channel, and we'll see you next time.